Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The disciples came unto him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past." He's been laboring among the people. And his disciples, like good people, they're sticking it out, but now it's getting near the end of the day, and all right, Jesus, let's wrap it up. You know what time it is? Yeah. If this was us after a Sunday evening service, we'd say something like, all right, somebody get the lights. You know, that's what his disciples said. Jesus, send these people home. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And this is a little sidetrack to this lesson. But isn't it incredible? Disciples just like us are always concerned with what they don't have, what they're missing, rather than what the Lord has made available to them. The Lord says, we're going to feed these people. And what's the first thing disciples say? With what? We can't do this. Jesus says, use what you have. Give it to me and watch. And he said, bring them hither to me. So the disciples, this is all we got. It's all that's available to us. And Jesus says, well, let me have it. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. They did all eat and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside the women and the children. Boy, and especially if you grew up in Sunday school, you know this one. I mean, back and forth, the 5 loaves, the 2 fishes, the great miracle. Without the compassion of Christ, this never takes place. That set the stage for this entire day. He'd come apart. The multitude followed him. He saw them. He was moved with compassion. And he put it into action. And that led up to this great miracle. Boy, we find another instance in the next chapter where we find that Jesus heals feeds over 4,000 in Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 through 34. And for sake of time, we're not going to read the full passage. But look at verse 32 specifically. So Matthew 15:32. Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. And by the way, there's a great principle in that. You know, if you hang around Jesus, he's going to make sure when it's time for you to get to work, you're not going to go to work empty, wearied and tired. He's going to equip you with what you need to do what he's called you to do, but that's a separate subject for another time. But we don't see him feeding the 4,000 without him being moved with compassion. Let's continue on. Matthew chapter number 18. You can mark verses 21 through 33 in your Bible. Again, about the forgiveness of others. Peter comes to the Lord, we read, and he said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Of course, Peter's a real spiritual guy. And he says, till 7 times, he thinks he's doing good. You know, not once, not twice, not 3 times, 7 times? Of course, what does Jesus say in the next verse? He says, not until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Of course, the idea isn't that you have a little tally board and you're just counting down. All right, it's 117. You're getting closer, buddy. You're getting closer. The idea is that you're not keeping track of it. You're just doing as we're told to forgive. Then he offers up a parable. And we find, I hope you'll read this for sake of time. We don't have a lot more time to spend tonight. So let me summarize this parable. There's a servant that's forgiven a debt, a great debt. And the Bible says his master had compassion on him. And this compassion is actually kind of a subset of our regular compassion. This one is rooted specifically in mercy and in pity. And he holds back. from pronouncing judgment upon his servant. He forgives him the debt. And that servant, woohoo, goes his way. Well, he has some servants under himself, and one of them owe him a debt, and it's minuscule compared to what he'd been forgiven of. Hey, give me what's mine. Servant says, I can't, but if you'll be patient, I'll pay it eventually. He basically gets him thrown into debtor's prison. Word gets back to the headmaster. He's very angry with that middle servant. Look what was forgiven you, and you can't forgive less to those around you. And a wonderful principle here. But I want you to realize this parable, this principle of forgiveness never comes around without that compassion. Once again, being present. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter number, 18, verse 27, we see the servant was moved with, the Lord was moved with compassion and forgave him the debt. In verse 33, he gets on to that servant and said, shouldest thou not have also had compassion on thy fellow servant? Here, that compassion, again, is to have mercy on, to help one that's afflicted or seeking aid, literally to bring help to the wretched. That's that subset of compassion applied specifically in our life. So we see from this lesson the relationship between compassion and mercy. And you'll see this throughout other accounts of his ministry. Love, if we want to encapsulate it, love is mercy and grace together in one package. And to summarize it, it's giving what isn't deserved and forgiving what is. That's compassion. That's love. Giving what isn't deserved, that's grace. Forgiving what is deserved, that's mercy. And here we see both of these principles lived out in practice. It's love. Then we get to Matthew chapter number 20. Boy, if you're taking notes, you can mark down verses 29 through 34. And these, to summarize this, these are the undesirable. You're seeing people from all different facets and walks of life throughout Jesus' ministry. Here's the undesirable. And the Bible tells us in verse number 34 of Matthew 20, we see that Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. That compassion. And you talk about undesirable. Let me share these scriptures with you. Mark chapter number 1, verses 40 through 42. We find the leper. You get undesirable. You don't get much more undesirable than the leper. And in Mark chapter 1, verse 41, the Bible says, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Jesus is moved with compassion into action to touch the leper, which was a big, big no-no for society. You didn't do that. But Jesus is moved with compassion. Well, we go on and on. Mark chapter number 5. This would be a familiar passage of scripture to many of us about that demonic man. He's possessed. My name's Legion, for we are many. And you might be familiar with it. The Lord casts out devils into the swine. Well, it's very interesting what happens there at the end. Mark chapter 5, verse number 19. Again, for the context, he basically says, I'm coming with you. You've done a great work in my life. Take me with you, Lord. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, is what we read in verse 19, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. It's very interesting. He doesn't say, go home and tell everybody Jesus loves you. Now, don't misunderstand. There's nothing wrong with that. People need to know. But there's something better to be said. And the way Jesus instructed him, literally, go tell them how Jesus has loved you. Boy, you want to, you know, get a reaction of somebody, tell them Jesus loves you. But you really want to reach them, you tell them how he's loved them. You tell them how he's loved you. It makes a world of a difference.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.